just a handful. Are there any other things that you do in church?
I worked in the church. Let's see, I used to usher in the church. I started singing in the choir, and I thought that wouldn't do. I can't sing.
So you quit because you thought you couldn't sing?
I couldn't sing. My voice, everybody had good voices. And then I started working on the usher board, and I worked on the usher board a long time. And then later on, I joined up to with the, when I got older, I wanted to go with the missionary, and I worked with the missionary women. They call them missionary women, I don't know what y'all call them. But that's what I did. That's what I was doing when I got sick and couldn't go back to church no more. Not go back to church no more. I've been back to church. I've even been over to Zion. And then that girl took me to Pleasantville the other Sunday. And they done wonders. Have you been down to Pleasantville? Gosh, I couldn't get over. Now that boy coming in this morning. Boy, what's the dog boy coming in this morning? I didn't even know him. And you remember Mildred. What's that boy name?
Richard.
No, his name ain't Richard. He's Vincent.
Vincent.
He's come up here to look for him a job. He said he'd give out a job. He said he'd stay up the creek with one of Willie's girls. He said he's divorced. But I wouldn't have known him. And I saw him up here the other day, and I said, that face reminds me of somebody I've seen. But he said he seen me, but he didn't know for sure he would say something to me or not. Because he hadn't heard of me being up here. And I said, well, I seen you, but I didn't know who you was. And I seen him this morning. I'm sitting up there in the hall, and he come running to me then. Bless his heart.
So he's working up here?
No, he ain't working yet, but he said he come to see if he could get him a job.
Did you participate in the dinners at the churches that they did?
Oh, yeah. I used to cook food and take down there all the time. We used to sell dinners. Katie was our... once she drove cars, she drove it all around banks and everywhere and sold it, and we made pies and cakes. They always like my scallop potatoes. And that scallop y'all seen up there, doing nothing to pair to. But I didn't eat it.
All right, because we were planning on having, like, all the people who participate to contribute a dish so you can do the scallop potatoes.
Not me. I don't do it. I ain't cook. The other day, a woman come in and asked me. She said, you done told us all that stuff you used to cook. Now, I believe if we bring it in here, you could make it up. Well, I said, don't bring nothing in here. Much cooking as I done.
That's exactly what your mom said. The two cooks, the two caterers now are.
I'm going to make some gumbo.
You going to make gumbo? Not kept much for it.
You like red velvet cake?
Yeah.
Okay, who's making,
Miss
is
going to
make the red velvet cake.
Oh, she's going to make that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But she makes good. She makes good cake.
Does that help you want to participate in our dinner we're
going to
have?
Like, I can't use my fingers that good. My fingers,
you can get a proxy and you can tell them how to make
it. You can tell me how to make it.
Tells you how to make something.
Yeah,
yeah,
and then I'll make it for you.
They can be there in the kitchen right there with you, and
I'll
you're
be
telling
with
them
you,
everything
yeah.
to do.
You can tell me what to do, and I'll make it.
I don't. I think I'll let y'all cook y'all's own cooking. I done enough cooking. Y'all just go ahead and do all the cooking y'all want to. Much cooking that I done in my lifetime, honey. I don't want to see no more cooking.
Well, all right. Well, I think you have... told us about everything that we could have said.
I don't know. I might have said too much to you.
Oh, you said.
No, you
said,
you were good.
Yes.
We didn't even have to ask no questions because you just told us the story.
Yeah. I don't even have to ask you to tell us the story because you told us plenty of stories.
Well, y'all want to know something, I'll tell you what I know.
And you gave us exactly what we needed.
Well, I hope I have.
What was your favorite dish you like to cook?
What was our favorite dish?
Mm-hmm. What was you known for?
Let me see. Well, they always said my rolls was my favorite